The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين وشفيع المذنبين سيدنا ونبينا بالقاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. I have many times talked about this issue of dua, and this is where we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in surah number 40, surah Mu'min, ayat number 60, says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِيبُ لَكُمْ. Your Lord says, call me, اُدْعُونِي, do dua, call me, أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, I will respond to you. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, loves to hear the dua of the believers. And those who say, well, I don't care, I don't want to do dua, Allah takes that as a sign of arrogance. So here he says, call me, I will respond to you. And those who are arrogant, as far as my worship is concerned, they will enter into the Jahannam with disgrace. When we say he loves, sometimes we hear the statement, and there are hadith that, you know, sometimes if there is a delay in the dua, Allah says, I like to hear these words the way he's saying. Let him do it again. And here we say, ah, my baad, hamari baad upar pahunch hi nahi rahi hai. Maybe you have a very good way, voice of talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I don't mean to say next time be very stern. No. use your own style of talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with love. In this ayat he says, اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِيبُ لَكُمْ. Call me, I will respond to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to every dua of a believer, a mu'min and a mu'mina. You might say, how can I say that? Many of us do dua, but we don't see the result. Based on the statement of Amir al-Mu'mineen that he has in Nahj al-Balagha, talking to one of his sons, it's very interesting. You know, he says that either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants your wish, you are happy with that. Sometimes he delays that. Because in the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is not yet the time for you. So that is also okay. You know, it happens a little bit delayed. But the third issue, Imam says, sometimes Allah doesn't fulfill that wish. Rather, he might replace it with something better. Either in this dunya or in the akhirah. And that is where we have the problem. But we have to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Alim, He is Hakim. He is looking for our interest and what is good for us. We might be asking for something with that we wish and we desire, but in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows that this is going to destroy you. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace it with something better. Maybe some other time in this dunya, or if not in this dunya, the response will be there in the akhirah. So in any case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَسْتَجِيبُ لَكُمْ, I respond to you. It might be immediate response, delayed response, or replaced with something else. Just remember an event during the days of the Prophet. There was a poor person who used to come for all the 5 daily prayers in masjid. And he would come to the Prophet and say, Oh Rasulullah, pray for me, that Allah would grant me some rizq. Rasulullah would, just ignore until his insistence increased. And Rasulullah said, are you sure about it? Will you be able to handle it? If you are blessed with sustenance or, wealth? He says, I guarantee you, I'll not change. Rasulullah then, even Rasul, for him to ask that question is an indication that, you really don't have the capability. And you should then walk away. But this person was still insisting. The Prophet did the dua for him. It was accepted. He got a couple of sheep or goat and started, selling the milk and the wool from it. Bought some more animals. Gradually his herd became large. So much that he could no more stay in that vicinity of the masjid, near that neighborhood. He had to go and rent or buy a place a little bit far away. And now that his business was growing, his attendance in the namaz behind the Prophet started to decrease. And then his business even grew even more. He was forced to actually get a bigger place in the outskirts of Medina so that he can take care of his herd. And then he wouldn't even be seen. The whole week will go by. Now that he's far away, even for Jummah, it's no more wajib because of the distance. Until the time comes in Medina during the latter part when zakat becomes wajib. And he had goat and sheep. And so Rasulullah sent somebody to him that, you have to pay zakat now. He turns around, he says, oh, this is my hard work. Why does Rasulullah want to impose jizya on me, the non-Muslim text on me? Now even the words he's using about Rasulullah. An ayat actually comes down in Surah Tawbah against him for being ungrateful. And when he was told up by the people about it, he became very sorry and came with his zakat, and Rasulullah refused to accept it. He says, I will never ever accept zakat from you anymore. And this is one example that the dua is accepted. But, now that he did the wasila of Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay, if this person is insisting, I'll give him. But he didn't have the ability to handle it, to balance his life. What is righteousness? What is right? What is wrong? Managing the time as far as ibadah is concerned, fulfilling the rights and the duties. And this is where, when we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes doesn't respond to our dua, He knows better. And in the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen, either your dua would be responded right away, or it will be delayed, or what you are asking will be replaced, either in this dunya or in the akhirah.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi. كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد محمد
وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.